Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks who believe strongly in all levels of education in our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. K through 12, our state universities, our wonderful technical institutes, and the private colleges all fall under that heading and are supported by South Dakota Agriculture. As young people in the state begin returning to high school and college, I want to take you back to September 1958, third floor, Scobie Hall, early afternoon. At the beginning of my freshman year, the folks had unloaded, Mother had unpacked, and there we were standing in the hallway getting ready to head back to Reliance. I recall Mother had tears in her eyes, but then she could cry watching a rerun of Little House on the Prairie. My dad was typically very quiet, but as he looked me in the eye, he said, "Jimmy, if you need anything, anything at all, you call me and I'll tell you how you can get along without it." Tapped me on the shoulder, turned around, and headed for the car. As we kick off another school year, I want to feature SDSU and USD as we begin another year of the Showdown Series, which, as you know, is a head-to-head competition involving sports, academic performance, and community involvement. This South Dakota Corn-sponsored competition has become a truly fun occurrence for not only our two Division I universities, but very importantly for thousands of fans. I want to highlight one of the competitions, which is a big part of the Showdown Series. That's the football game. This year's game will be played on the campus of USD November 13th, beginning at 1 o'clock. Now, I know that's a ways down the road, but now's the time to put it on your calendar and, very importantly, to purchase tickets. Another hugely important date is September 11th, because at 2 o'clock that afternoon, there's going to be a ribbon cutting followed by tours for the public of the Precision Ag Center on the campus of South Dakota State. It's the first of its kind in the nation, as is the four-year degree now available to students who attend SDSU. South Dakota Corn, Raven Industries in the state of South Dakota, along with many others, deserve a huge way to go for making it happen. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you be safe, keep raining your prayers, and thanks for what you do.